Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Yo!
What's up, kid? How you doing?
622. Hopefully you got some good sports, because I don't know what's going on in the sports world, so there better be some good sports. So let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're thirsty, you're not going to be thirsty anymore because Bud Distributing's there. They got you.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, let's do some scores, and then we're going to talk football. How about that?
Works for me, man.
Major League Baseball last night, Blue Jays beating the White Sox 2-1. Cubs beating the Rockies 6-4. Tigers were off. Got some games today. The White Sox going to be in Toronto playing the Blue Jays at 7:07. Tigers going to be in St. Louis playing the Cardinals at 7:45. Rockies going to be in Chicago playing the Cubs at 8:05. NFL, last night there was a game, man. The Saints beating the Jaguars 23-21. More football news here for you. After returning to practice Monday following foot surgery in early August, Carson Wentz, confident he'll be able to play in his team's season opener September 12th, says, quote, yeah, let me get through this before we start getting into it. Says, quote, I'm optimistic, but we'll see how it responds. That said the Indianapolis Colts quarterback Carson Wentz on a radio show.
It's your favorite quarterback, isn't it?
I love this guy. He even added, it's going to be up to the doctors for sure. At the end of the day, as long as there's nothing that I can do to injure myself or to make it worse, I played through a lot worse, but it's going to come down to what the doctor says. That's what Wentz said. Wentz is in recovery. His time is 5 to 12 weeks. He returned to practice with limited time on Monday. So, hey, Brian Reed out there, I know you listen to, man. I know you're a Colts fan. You got a year with this guy before you guys are like, oh, yeah, this guy sucks. Let's get rid of him. Seriously. Dude, the guy had half a good season. A half a good season. And everybody wants to give this guy a chance. He's the greatest thing that has ever thrown the football. No, he's not. He had half of a lucky season and got hurt. And now he's done. And nobody realizes it but me, apparently.
So Hunter
sucks.
Hunter's referring to the amazing run that the Philadelphia Eagles had.
It was a half a season until he got hurt.
He got hurt, and then
Some reason he did so well that half a season. Everybody is like, dude, that is the guy right there.
That's it. He's it.
I don't get it.
Yeah, so much so that even the guy who won the Eagles the Super Bowl, they let him go. They let him go.
Don't piss me off.
The guy who led the team in beating Tom Brady.
In the Super Bowl, they let go.
They're like, we're going to go with Wentz still. We're going to hold on to this guy.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Dude, sometimes common sense just doesn't. I don't get it. This guy won you a Super Bowl. Anyway, all right, I'm sorry. You know I was going to get upset.
So you get violently upset about Carson Wentz.
Trash, dude. It's obvious he's not a good quarterback. So why is everybody giving this guy a chance? So many better quarterbacks out there.
His best days are ahead of him. His best days are ahead of him.
He's going to get injured the first or second week.
He might.
Oh, he's going to be out for 8 weeks.
It is weird. That guy has been cashing millions of dollars in money doing nothing.
Doing nothing. Nothing. All right, more pro football news. Here we go. I got to move on from that because Wentz, you suck. All right.
Screw you, Wentz, you son of a bitch.
Right. I don't even know why I have such a vendetta against the guy.
He's very angry. Very angry.
Green Bay head coach Matt LaFleur, as Stephen A. would say, LaFleur. I don't know how you're going to feel about this, Brock. He wants the fans of the team to calm it down a little bit. Calm it down. Hey, calm down when they're playing in Green Bay. LaFleur asked the fans to not do the wave or cheer loudly when the Packers are on offense. I even hinted that he might get some of the players to do some public service announcements to get the word out. That's what you're there for.
Is it because he wants to limit exposure? Like, he doesn't want people hooting and hollering and spitting out virus? Is that what it is?
Is that what's going on?
That would be my guess.
You should say that in the effing story, then.
Look,
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that. But, dude, people are going to cheer regardless.
Dude, everyone's drunk in Green Bay on game day, man. It doesn't matter what we're doing. And let's be honest here, too. All right, we've had to deal with a tumulus offseason, okay? We've had to deal with this new Guten curse, whatever the F his name is, all right? Almost screwing up everything and almost losing us, the reigning NFL MVP, because of pride. You know what? We're just happy that we got our guy back, all right? We got Randall Cobb back. We're going to be, because this is probably our last good year, all right, for quite some time. I'm going to say it. This is probably our last final hoorah where we're actually going to be a good team, because after this, Rodgers is probably gone. Cobb is retiring, and we're going to lose all the other players to different teams. So let us just have it, LaFleur. Please, just let us have it.
Just let him cheer one last
time. Just one last season. One last season, because Guten curse is going to F it all up, and we're just going to be, it's going to be like the 70s and 80s all over again, and we're not going to win, and it's just going to be terrible. So,
yeah, I thought you'd find that interesting. Yeah. It's just kind of. They didn't mention COVID in the story, so that's why I was like, why are you telling your fans?
That would make sense to me, because otherwise, yeah, why would you tell them? That'd be my only thing is like, hey, let's just not be
too loud in here. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it hurts our
ears. You hear myself think.
No, I don't know.
So. There you go. That wraps up the 6 a.m. sports. I do have a college football in the what they're dealing with COVID coming up in the next hour. So
yeah,
some new rules put in place. So.
Sounds good.
Boy.
Well, that's your sports for now, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bullet.
We'll be back.
Rock 7 WIRX.
That's right. The machoest men in morning radio. Oh, my God. So greased up and muscly and macho.
Farthest from, Brock. Farthest from. And
when you hear Plan B Morning Show, you think macho men, right?
More of a nacho man.
Nacho. Really. I want to be. A nacho, man. All right, it's 7:22. It's time for Sports Party.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, why haven't I been calling this Sports Party since we started doing it? We've been doing two sports forever. It should be Sports Party.
No, let's just leave it how it is. How about that?
You never let me have any fun.
Let's just leave it.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you're ready for Bud, you're never thirsty. You got it, man.
Damn you. Damn you.
Yes.
You're French number two. All right. You know what? Baseball scores, we're going to skip them. Who cares? There are some football scores, though. Let's get right to football. We're going to talk about football and sports. Last night, Saints beat the Jaguars 23-21. Some preseason games. I don't really take preseason too seriously. I don't really watch it too much.
No one should. We shouldn't even do preseason. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, maybe like one game. One, two games.
Or
maybe.
Here, I'm fine with preseason shoulder pads only. Shoulder pads and helmets.
7-on-7.
Yeah.
Let's do a little 7-on-7. Do the 12.
It's
fun.
It's you got these guys, and we've seen it time and time again, people getting hurt. That's what pretty much ended Jordy Nelson's career. He got hurt preseason game, and he never really recovered. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. You know what else is ridiculous? This story. After returning to a practice Monday following foot surgery in early August, Carson Wentz.
Your favorite.
My favorite quarterback. Confident he'll be able to play in his team's season opener September 12th. Confident. He says, I'm optimistic, but we'll see how it responds. It's what he said in Indianapolis Colts interview with some radio station. He also added, it's going to be up to the doctors for sure. At the end of the day, as long as there's nothing I can do to injure myself or make it worse, I've played through a lot worse, but it's going to come down to what the doctors say. You know what the doctor says? You suck as a QB and you should just hang it up. That's what the doctor should tell you. Dude, you had one good half season. And for some reason, everybody in the NFL thinks they should pay you more.
Isn't it great when the quarterback's coming out there? Well, as long as I don't get hurt, guys. All right, as long as I don't do anything worse, I think we'll be all right.
For everybody on the field. Carson. I'm sorry. No, I like to have fun. I like to bust on him a little bit. But, dude, I think what really pissed me off, you brought it up earlier, is when Nick Foles took over, won them a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And they're like, you know what, Foles, go ahead. Get the hell out of here. We're going to stick with Wentz.
Yeah.
And look what happened, Philadelphia. Look what happened to your team. What are you doing now? You can still have Foles. You can, dude, falls through for like 500 in the Super Bowl. Nah, not good enough.
We're going to stick with Wentz. Threw for like 500 and then also caught a pass, all right? He also caught a flea flicker, for God's sakes.
Dude, nobody does that. Philadelphia, do you understand that? You can't just...
Brady tried in the Super Bowl after they did, and it was horrible. It's like
he tried. Yeah, I don't know why they called that play. That was a terrible call.
I bet you Tom Brady was like, well, I could do that too. Nick Foles can. You're not the only one who can do it. And then look what happened. He embarrassed himself.
Don't you bring Tom into this Carson Wentz conversation.
Tom Brady and Carson Wentz are pretty much the same quarterback. That's what it is.
Oh, dude, I will murder.
You could put them side by side on the field. Couldn't tell them apart.
6 feet, buddy. You better start digging your hole. All right, moving on. I can't, dude. I just can't. No more.
All right.
Moving on. I'm going to bust on your Green Bay Packers for a little bit. I'm going to get you back.
Damn it.
Green Bay Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, as Stephen A. would say, wants the fans of the team to calm it down a little bit. Hey, calm it down. Calm the F down. When they're playing in Green Bay, LaFleur asked the fans to not do the wave, cheer loudly when the Packers are on offense. He hinted that he might get some of the players to do a public service announcement to get the word out. So in this story, nowhere did they talk about COVID. And I think they should if that's what they're talking about. So I understand, hey, maybe not scream in everybody's face, you know. But, dude, here's the thing. It's going to happen anyway. It's like getting a bunch of kids in a room and it's like putting a bunch of kids out at recess and be like, all right, but you can't scream. You can't make any noise.
They may be good for like 5 minutes, and then a few small groups are going to start going, and then it gets louder and louder, and then the group's got
to
be louder.
Up to the first touchdown, the first bomb, I should say, even.
Yeah. I'm not sure. The only thing, like you mentioned, we talked about last hour, is maybe just because they want to keep exposure down. I mean, think about it. If you got a bunch of people yelling and spitting and hooting and hollering, I mean, that's a lot of airborneness that could cause issues. So maybe that's what they're looking for, but I don't know.
And here's the big issue, and this goes over to college football. The powers that be in the Big Ten Conference not playing around, just like the NFL, when it comes to the COVID. Officials announced that any team unable to play a conference game because of COVID-19 outbreak will be forced to forfeit and take a loss. If both teams experience an outbreak and can't play, then the game will go down as a no contest. This ruling is meant to incentivize programs to get their players vaccinated. Basically, they want everybody vaccinated. So it's crazy, dude. I mean, they're not playing around. If you got COVID, you're out. You're done.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably why Matt LaFleur was like, "Hey, you know, like we can't risk.
Yeah, don't screw this up. Like clap. You can clap. Just don't yell. Just all clapping.
Golf
no
clap.
Yelling. Yeah, golf."
Is this a tennis match?
This is great.
Anyway, there you go. That wraps your sports up this morning. Nothing too crazy going on.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.